The next offering. Ground ball to Ekhoff. Off her glove. Play is made at first. And one decade later, the Dutch softball dream is alive. Pella's heading to Fort Dodge following a 5-0 win over Gilbert. And we're back here on Pella Dutch Live. Our post-game coverage rolls on. The Pella softball team is headed to the Class 4A state tournament following a 5-0 win over Gilbert. We have two of those members joining us right now. They're from the outfield. A couple of big plays in this one. Avery Parks and Elizabeth Thomas joining us here. I'll start with the senior, Elizabeth. First of all, a huge congratulations. This team, obviously, from where you were in May, had to be this good and have this opportunity. How exciting is it to have this moment with this group of girls?
Yeah, I think it's really fun. It's just really cool to see how, like, the program's grown over these past four years and how everybody's just gotten along so well and just grown such good friendships. And I think it's really a good group of people that we all get to celebrate this together.
And Avery, you grew up in this program, watched your older sister play for years. Obviously, in between, the program had a little bit of a downtime. It's back. It's back at state. How cool is this moment for you, knowing that Pella softball has been such a huge part of your life?
It's been super exciting to see the improvement over the years and just, like, getting to do exactly what my older sister did. It was very fun.
Well, and Elizabeth, this game was all about little things here tonight. It was getting the extra hit. It was taking the extra base. It was doing the right things on defense. How fun was it seeing to this team after Saturday be able to wash that away and put together such a solid game all the way across the board?
Yeah, I think we were all really hyped about Saturday. That was a really big win for us. And then I think it was great that we came out and we kept putting everything together today. We were able to string together some hits, score some runs, but also really good on defense by holding them back and making some really good plays. And yeah.
You know, and Avery, error-free ball defensively. And this team, again, you know, the ability to maximize outs, to be able to take care of pressure, to be able to not let this game get ahead of you. How critical was that, knowing that error-free softball 2 months ago didn't seem like it was a possibility?
It's just like, can you repeat the question?
So basically, what's it like to see this team basically play error-free after all the struggles you had early in the season?
Oh, it's amazing, because like at the beginning of the season, we had our rough moments, but today we really pulled through and kept it all together and played as a team, and we pulled out the win.
I know, Elizabeth, it's been a journey for you at the plate, right? You've had your ups, you've had your downs, a huge hit that tacked things on here. How much relief did you almost feel, and how much excitement did you feel to really contribute offensively, knowing that you've been fighting for that all year?
Yeah, that definitely felt really good. I know there's just a couple little things that I've struggled with that have not put me in the great direction, but having a nice solid hit, bringing in a run, it was great.
And Avery, how critical was a fast start? Yeah, this team all season long, when you've had your success, it's been a fast start, whether it's Oma with her big home runs, but here tonight, you getting the double and then Sheck being able to follow it up. How critical was it to get the early jump?
Oh, it was great. Last time we played them, I did not do my best. I did not play very well, but it was really nice to come back and finally get a good hit off this team and put it in play the rest of my at-bats as well.
Well, and Elizabeth, you have qualified for state in wrestling, and much more of an individual sport here tonight. It takes a whole team. How special is it to be able to celebrate with 9 other girls in the whole dugout, to have this moment for this school and have an opportunity to finish your career at Fort Dodge?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. 2 state trips in my senior season, and yeah, wrestling, there was a lot of people there cheering me on, but now I have a lot of people cheering with me and working with me towards our goals, and I just think it's so much fun, and I'm really excited.
Well, and Avery, not that long ago at the Blue Oval, but here a very different experience, right, with this team game. I know a game that you grew up loving and wanting to be a part of. How exciting is it to have an opportunity to go to Fort Dodge next week and not just be there, but have a chance to compete and do your best to be an underdog and try and pull off a really special week next week?
I'm super excited. I didn't always feel like we were going to make it, but I always knew there was a chance, and we finally pulled through and we were able to do it, and I'm extremely excited to play with this team at Fort Dodge.
Elizabeth Thomas, Avery Parks, 2 members of the Dutch outfield following a 5-0 win over Gilbert ladies. Thank you for the time. Enjoy the medals around your neck, and we'll see you in Fort Dodge next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're back here on KRLS. Our post-game coverage rolls on. The Pella softball team heading to the Class 4A state tournament as they knock off Gilbert 5-0. after defeating the defending state champions last week. Here with Katie Scheckel, a chance, Scheck, to go next week and have an opportunity to play for a Class 4A state title. This academic year has been so much fun for you with the Blue Oval, the volleyball run. This obviously has to mean a lot, too, to be able to cap it off with the softball experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm so excited. I mean, state volleyball was so much fun. State track was a blast. And now we get to go for softball. I think that's just pretty cool. And it's fun to go with this team. I love all these girls, and we've just had a really fun season. So,
Scheck bomb. Boy, what a home run you hit to start things off. Obviously, that's been the MO of this team in the postseason, whether it was at with Newton, you know, when we got to talk last week after the long delay, whether it was obviously Carlisle. How critical is a fast start to the confidence of this team, and how did it feel to let that one rip?
Yeah, well, it felt really good. It was really fun. It was good to have all my teammates behind me all the time. I can hear them cheering in the dugout. It gets me really hyped up. I just think the fast start is really what gets us going. If we can get a fast start the first inning, have clean defense, and then get in and hit, you know, we just really take off from there, and I think it just makes the game so much fun, and we just get up a lot of energy.
You're one of Emma Ekoff's best friends, and I see you guys hang out year-round, and she's a girl that you know loves this moment. And coming into the season, I'm sure, had all the weight of the world on her shoulders, right? She's the starting pitcher. She's a hitter, all the above. And she pitches three brilliant games, does not give up a single run on the road to state. And that part of it was the defense behind her. How cool is it to watch Emma perform in particular and to see the postseason she had, knowing all she's been through to get to this point?
Yeah, I'm just so proud of Emma. She's, like you said, one of my best friends. We're together all the time, and it's just so fun to see her succeed. And she really just takes control in the circle and at the plate. And she's such a solid player, but she's also such a great person. And, you know, she's always there for us. She's always cheering us on. And I really look up to her. And, yeah, it's going to make me cry. But I don't want to cry. Okay.
You can cry. You're
next
allowed.
Next question, no.
Oh, okay. Next question here from Katie Scheckel as we talk about a successful run to the state tournament here for the Dutch. The other key defensively, error-free softball here tonight. And, again, we even talked about this after the Sadell game, where you were after that Pella Christian game mentally, and where this team was, 5-6 errors a game sometimes. Tonight, error-free. The other day, just one or two maybe small errors as opposed to letting them compound. How fun has it been to watch this defense grow into these roles and become not just a solid defensive team, but at times a pretty good defensive team that they're making the extra plays?
You know, having clean defense is so important. It helps to slow down any runs that the other team could possibly have. And, you know, having clean defense these past couple games has been really critical. I think that's just what's really gotten us going. And especially since we did have a rough patch in the middle of the season, it's just really good to see the team turn around like we have been.
And then from there, the other thing I thought tonight, that in Carlisle's obviously a different beast with their pitching, was keeping the pressure on, scoring in multiple innings. Well, it didn't need a 5 or 6 run inning here tonight. How could you tell Gilbert, it felt like mentally you guys were winning the game just because you kept on piling on those runs?
Yeah, well, really, our dugout is just always, always loud. We're always cheering. We're trying to keep cheers going. I mean, I love to start all the cheers. I like to scream my heart out and just cheer for all of our teammates. Because really, when you can hear people cheering, it just means so much. And I can hear them when I'm at the plate. I hope they can hear us when they're at the plate. And it just really gets a lot of energy up, and it makes you excited to be hitting.
This has been a year for you, Katie. Like you said, we made it all the way to the finals in volleyball. You were a place winner over at the state track and field meet and the shot put, and obviously had a really good basketball season in between there as well. Boy, oh boy, here we go, softball. and you have a chance to finish your summer strong. You get to play in Fort Dodge. How excited are you for this moment, and how excited are you for this group of girls just to have the chance to play, let alone maybe have a Cinderella story next week?
Yeah, well, I'm so excited. I mean, to get here is just, it's so much fun because we did it in volleyball, did it in track, and now we get to do it again in another season, like I said earlier. And I don't know, it's just a really fun feeling, and I think it's going to be so cool. I've never gone to watch state softball because we're always on vacation that week, and so I don't know what it's like. Emma talks it up all the time. She loves it, and so I'm just so happy that we get to bring her there again, and she really helped us out a lot, and I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
And real cool parallels, it was 10 years ago. I was but a rookie reporter back here at the station last time I got to go to Fort Dodge. How neat is that to bring this program back to this point, knowing it's had a lot of ups and downs in between?
Yeah, well, I think it's so much fun. I think it's really important for our program because we definitely have had some ups and downs as the years have gone by. And so I think it's just cool that we can start anew. I don't know what the word is. Just
tradition?
Yes, yeah. Tradition. Tradition is a good word. Yes, but it's just good that we can start a new tradition, really help turn this program around, and I think it's really fun.
We got to get you down there to celebrate more. Katie Sheckle, 3 for 3 with a home run in this one. Sheck, we'll see you in Fort Dodge.
Thank you. See you later.